Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, this is Jeff. How are you?
Doing okay. What can I do for you today, Jeff?
Well, I was wondering if your service is available in my area.
Sure. I'd be more than happy to take a look. What is your service address, please, Jeff?
It's 180 Horton Lane, Port Ewing, New York.
Okay, and Port Ewing is 124-66. 66, okay. Sorry, I sometimes do forget it.
That's all right.
Just bear with me. And you said it was, what was the address once more?
180
Horton Lane. Got it. I just wanted to make sure I had the right house number. So it's looking like the in-service date is going to be closer to the date of November 26th. What we're able to do is complete the process of getting you signed up, and then when it comes closer to that date, we will call you to schedule. Is that something that you'd like to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, we call it like a pre-order in a sense. But so this is for a home, a residence, not a business, right?
Right, home, yep, for internet, okay. Yep.
Perfect. And were you aware of the plans that we offer?
Well, I don't know a whole lot. I know my two brother-in-laws just signed up for it.
Okay.
And they said they have the, you know, 1,000 MPBs.
Okay. So the 1 gig essentially is what they have?
Yeah.
Is that the same one that you would like to go for? Because we also offer a 2 gig.
Yeah, I think so. That's the one for $79.99 minus the $10.
Yes, if you sign up for auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing.
Yep.
Perfect. And if you don't mind me asking, approximately how large is your home in square footage?
Maybe a little less.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? You cut out for a little bit.
Around 1,500, maybe less.
Okay.
1,300 to 1,500.
1,300 to 1,500. Okay. So that is a medium-sized home. The reason that I ask is because oftentimes with the larger homes, we do recommend a couple of extenders. But for a home about that size, we can definitely understand possibly needing one extender. The great thing is that we're currently offering one Wi-Fi extender at no cost if it's necessary. So what will happen is on the day of your installation, you and your Archtop fiber technician will go ahead and decide whether or not you need an extender, and it will be included in your price for the first one. If you were found to need like two extenders, the first one would be free, and then the second one would be $8 per month.
Yeah, I think I probably can get by with one or one extender.
Yeah, no worries. So that's the only reason that I ask, just so that you know as to whether or not you might be expecting to need one. So the first one is included with your price, which is great. As far as phone service, were you looking to have phone service as well?
No.
Okay. No worries. Because some people still have landlines.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. My in-laws still have a landline.
Yeah. I got rid of mine when my now 4-year-old, then 2-year-old, almost called 911 by accident.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Yep. Nope. We're done with having a house phone. And so, do you rent or own your current property? I'm sorry. I'm losing you just a little bit there. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Let me move across to my house.
Okay, that's a little bit better. I can hear you better now.
Okay.
So do you rent or own your current property?
Own.
Okay, great. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as Central Hudson or your current cable provider? Are they through the air or under the ground?
Central Hudson is above the ground.
Okay. Is there anything else that would be underground?
I don't have any, just gas, but that doesn't affect this.
Okay. Nope, that's actually good information because we do have a priority on like micro trenching and burying the drop cable, which is the cable that connects the outside of your home to the fiber network at the street. So I will definitely notate that. But I'll notate that your electric is through the air, but the gas lines are under. So
yeah,
that's perfect. Is your billing address different than your service address?
Yes.
So you have a different billing address than your home address?
Yeah, because I don't get mail at my house. I have to go to the post office.
Gotcha. So it's a P.O. box?
Yeah, it's P.O. box 353. Fort Ewing, New York.
Okay. And that is 12466.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Now that I've got that down. Okay. And Jeff, how did you want your name on the invoice? Did you want it just as Jeff?
It can be Jeff.
Okay. And is it J-E-F-F or G-E-O-F-F?
Yeah. J-E-F-F.
Okay. What's the last name, please?
And S-C-U-L-L, Skull.
Perfect. That's kind of a cool name, though.
It is. It's an English name.
That it is. I have a French name.
Nice.
Yeah, not so much when you can't pronounce it when you read it.
Oh, what is it?
Clotilde. That's why I go by CJ.
There you go.
Because nobody can remember Clotilde, and when they see it, they can't seem to put it together.
They can't pronounce it. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it difficult for most people, so I just simplify it for others.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jeff, what's the best email address for you? This would also be your username for your online portal account access.
Okay. It's going to be jdscull@yahoo.com.
Perfect. So that's J as in Jeff, and then D as in David, and then skull at yahoo.com. Perfect.
Yep.
Just making sure I heard that correctly. And what number would you like as your primary number on the account?
My phone number?
Mm-hmm.
It's 845-430-5413.
Perfect. Did you want to add a secondary number to the account?
No.
Okay.
Enough.
Perfect. And how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and also for any future notifications regarding your account? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Phone or text.
Okay.
Probably text would be better.
Okay, absolutely.
Number and not picked up, yeah.
Yeah, so that might be easier for you. You may still receive some calls from us if we need to get a hold of you, but we'll definitely leave a voicemail.
Okay, good.
So we are big voicemail leavers. Okay. And then, so we offer a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. You wanted to sign up for that, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And then, did you want to go through your checking account or did you want to do a credit or debit card? Just so you're aware, credit or debit would only give you a $5 discount. The checking account would give you the full full $10 discount.
Yeah, we'll do the checking account.
Okay. All right, and whenever you're ready for the routing number and account number, I can go ahead and do that.
Okay, so the routing is 22197936.
Okay. Three. And just at 3 at the end? Okay.
Yep.
And just to confirm, that's Hudson Valley Credit Union?
Yes.
I'm so used to them still being HVSU.
I know, me too.
I keep messing up and keep calling them that instead of HVCU. I was kind of sad when I found out that they were no longer federally, yeah.
Yeah.
whenever you're ready for the account number, I can take that.
Okay. It's 256-140-149.
Okay. And it is your name on the account?
Jeffrey Scully, yep.
And that's the regular J-E-F-F-R-E-Y?
Yes.
Is there a middle initial that I should be including?
No.
Okay. Some people do, some people don't, and I just want to make sure it's accurate.
No,
and is this a checking account or a savings account?
Checking.
Okay, awesome. And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
I'm sorry?
Do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for that.
No problem.
Okay, perfect. And so other than the gas lines being underground, is there anything about the property that we should be aware of before we arrive?
No, no. I mean, you're going to go, like, you know, through the air, right?
So oftentimes we do prioritize on burial, but I can put in a note that you would prefer aerial if that's what you would prefer.
Yeah, whatever you guys do is fine with me.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
So I'll put no preference on aerial versus burial. The reason because is oftentimes we actually prefer the burial if it's possible, so that it prevents, you know, those wicked storms from taking down our lines and preventing
right.
you from having service.
Right.
So.
So should I call Central Hudson and have them come out and
no? Nope. So we will contact 811. We always do that before we dig.
Okay.
I think it would be pretty irresponsible of us to not call them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That wouldn't be good.
But other than those, is there anything else on the property that we should be worried about? Maybe the septic tank is in the front versus the back.
Nope. Nothing
okay.
like that. I do have a drainage that comes from, like, my front gutter. It goes straight out to the road, just a PVC pipe.
Okay, so drainage from front out to road, you said? Or was it just
yeah.
to the driveway?
No, it's right out to the road.
Okay. So it goes from the front of the house.
Yeah, and we'll be on the west side of the house.
Okay. That's actually great information, especially if it is there in the ground. We definitely want to make sure that we're not interfering with that.
Right.
Is there any questions or comments that you would have for our techs?
No, I don't think so. So you'll contact me. Like
yes.
A week out or something, let me know.
Typically, once we get the confirmation that the in-service date is for sure the 26th, we did mm-hmm. just run into a bit of a construction delay for a couple of people today. But absolutely, when it comes to the 26th, you should be hearing from us either on the 26th or shortly after the 26th of November to go ahead and get you scheduled.
Okay, that's like the day before Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yep.
It's actually 2 days before Thanksgiving because I believe Thanksgiving is the 28th.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah. So the 26th
yeah,
is a Tuesday.
Okay.
But otherwise, you are all set with that.
All right.
And then just so that you're aware, you should be receiving two emails, one of which would be an email for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber Online account, and the other one will be a confirmation of your order.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to scheduling you, the installation appointment is what we will schedule. You may notice us on the property a few days prior to get that what's called the drop cable installed, which is the cable that connects the outside of your home to the fiber network at the street. You don't have to be home for that part.
You
we
don't
take
have
care
to
of
be
it.
Home.
Yeah. The only one that you do have to be home for is when we schedule the installation appointment with you.
Okay.
Because
so,
that's when
yeah.
one of our
so
techs would have to come into the home.
Sure. Yeah, you'll let me know for sure like a week
Absolutely.
Out.
Yeah, and we typically schedule based on what your availability is. So like our typical appointment times are 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. throughout the week. And then we have the same times on Saturdays. So depending on which works best for you, as far as day of the week goes, that's completely up to you.
Yeah. I mean, probably later in the afternoon, like the 3 o'clock would be a better time for me, but
absolutely. So when it comes time to scheduling, we'll be asking you, hey, what day is good for you? We're able to schedule as early as X date.
Okay.
And that's when we will go ahead and ask you what day is best for you, what time you would prefer, and we'll go from there.
All right. Sounds good, CJ.
Oh, of course. Anytime, Jeff. Did you have any other questions for me today?
Nope, that's it. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so very welcome, and thank you so much for calling Art Shop Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic afternoon.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.